Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us tonight. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And yes, we are on one day a week right now, on Tuesdays from 7 to 8. And in January, we will start our Empowerment Hour. And the time is yet to be determined. And we would love for you to call in, ask questions tonight. It's a one question only, please. We ask that everybody honors that. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about the show, please email Marie or Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We would love for you to recommend us to your friends, your family members, your neighbors, your coworkers, strangers, everybody and anybody. Also, please go to our website, www.divinegoddessradio.com. We have a website. You can see what Marie and I have to offer, and we are still updating it. There's different things that we need to put on there. We also have a blog, which is divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. And welcome to Phone In Tuesdays. Oh, and I forgot to mention, you guys, Marie and I do parties for in-home schools, in the community, church, corporations. We teach classes. Our special is if you have a party of 10 or more, the host or hostess, and it's for men and women, you would get yours for free. So, and we go, we do travel. So this would be a great time with Christmas coming up, something different to do, a great way to start off the new year. So that's something to consider. Just go onto our website and you can sit here and contact Beth or Marie, or if you're wanting to hire Marie individually, her number is 651-303-0555, or Beth, which would be 651-900-4136. We do our parties together or individually. So anyways, welcome to Phone In Tuesday.
Yep, welcome everybody. And if you do want to subscribe to our email list, and we will be getting newsletters going as well, just hit the subscribe button on our divinegoddessradio.com webpage, and then that will send you to us. There's also a contact form if you want to contact us for the goddess parties or any readings. So,
oh, and also, you know what, if you're at that part in your business right now and you're wanting to bring it to the next level and you're wanting to come onto the show and share it with the world what you have to offer, you know, as long as it's of the light, just give us an email also, and we have a contract for you to sign because we are officially a business now. So there's papers that you would – oh, okay. Anyways, Marie's making little faces over there. So anyways, welcome to Phone In Tuesday. Let's talk about the energies for this week. We've had a new moon. What day was it?
It was God, I'm out of it tonight, so let me just ground myself. It was a couple days ago.
Sunday, Saturday.
Friday. Oh, God.
It was either Saturday or Sunday, but anyways, wasn't it the black moon? Or brown, or a dark moon? Dark moon.
No.
Yeah, I thought there was there was something different about this moon. Somebody
this
was
new
saying,
moon?
Yeah, this new moon. There was something different about this moon.
Oh, no, I thought this was a very powerful manifestation, new moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, like they all have different names to them. Somebody was saying it was, I can't remember if it was the dark moon or the black moon. There's something. It was a negative thing. Doesn't
new
mean it was a negative
moons
thing.
Usually don't have names. It's the full moons that have names.
Or maybe the full moon.
Yeah, the full moon will be in 2 weeks.
Oh, I bet you somebody had it mixed up with the ones when they were telling me.
That could be.
And God knows I don't know when they are unless Marie says something. So.
Yeah. No, this was a very powerful manifestation new moon. So, it was a day. It was actually Friday or Saturday because I was seeing 1111111111 everywhere, and I was manifesting stuff that I wasn't even expecting. So it was a good one.
And, folks, I just want to let you know I'm manning the ship here on the computer because I have to get the experience. And if anybody knows me, that's not my strength. It's something that I am working on. So,
yep.
But I would say, you know, if you haven't written your intentions, you can still write them, can't you?
Yeah, it's usually good for a couple days before and a couple days after.
Okay, so write down what it is that you want to accomplish, and no more than 10, they say, and it's something to be precise with your words on what it is that you want, you know, look at it as that you already have it. So that's a good way of, so if you're wanting better health, you already have that great health, your you know, body is healthy and strong, your mind is balanced, it's connected, you're grounded. Even though Marie and I aren't grounded right now, there's some weird energies that are going on, have been going on for the past couple of days I've seen.
And
I don't
today
know.
Today is really, really weird. I'm like in a time warp. I feel like it's 9 or 10 at night, and every time I look at the clock, it's about 5 minutes has passed. So I say for the last...
I've been hearing that for how many hours?
God, it's been 3-4 hours. I keep looking at the clock and going, why are we still here in this time? I don't get it.
Oh,
so there's something weird going on. And, you know, and I think with Thanksgiving in a couple days, too, the energy is getting frenetic.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
What happened yesterday in Missouri, that energy is going around the world. So I think we're all picking up on it. It's just, it's kind of put, I think, all of us into a tailspin. I kind of feel like I'm spinning all the time. And, you know, for the last couple of days, all I've been hearing is let it go, 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 let it go. And I thought, you know, we were talking about the movie Frozen, and I'm like, God, why do I have that stuck
let
in my
go.
Head? But I think it was, I was hearing a universal let it go because it was ramping up yesterday all day, all day, all day, and then I turned on the news and saw what was happening as it was breaking, and I thought, oh, my God, this is a universal let it go. You know, no matter how we feel, what happened, you know, I mean, there is an instance. Anyway, let it go.
Seriously, I would love to keep this love and light. Here's the thing, you guys, this is what I get. We all need to let it go from past lifetime stuff. Because we've
well,
all experienced all different races.
Well,
I'm going, let's not bring up that. Let's not bring up that. So people,
no.
It's a lot of energy, and I know it. You know, and I know it needs to be talked about. But it's a time and a place. And
yeah.
Beth, for once, is in a good space. I would love to see this good space.
No, I was just going to say that the message coming across was let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
So let it go, no matter how you feel about it. Just let it go, and just think peace and love.
And, you know, send love and light, you guys. Just remember, it's a journey. There's lessons in it. It has to shift the universe. It has to shift the people here. It's happening for a reason. And just, you know, if anybody's really talking about it, angry about it, learn to disengage and to be able to walk away or say, you know, stop. You need to stop because it's done. It can't be changed right now.
Mm-hmm.
But you can sit here and change how you're going to respond differently, because otherwise all I'm seeing is reactions to it, and that's lower energy. So choose to respond differently. Send it love and light, because it's out of your hands. It's out of my hands. It's up to something greater than us. So you have to trust that this is part of the process. And it can bring maybe this conversation to others, but to bring it when there's peace, love, and harmony, and everybody can sit here and say and talk about it without being, granted, I don't know. I'm going to put myself out there. I don't know what it's like to be any different than, you know, than who it is that I am. So I've never walked those shoes in this lifetime. But I've had plenty of lifetimes, which just talking about this, I've had 3 specific lifetimes that I was of color, of different lifetimes that have been very prevalent this week. So I think a lot of it, it's universal, but it's also letting us know, it's letting go of those past lifetimes, because we can't change what we experience in those lifetimes. We can't change it. So it's moving from that. And just, we need to, the earth is purging big time. She's purging big time. And then we have all this other stuff that's going on. So send love, go to the core center of your heart and to do it.
Right. But those of you living it in this current lifetime,
yep.
You know, we are, some of us are living it. Some of us do experience it. And you have to learn that responding with love and
mm-hmm.
responding with education and responding with kindness is a much better way to go. Much better way to go. And, you know, walking away is one of the best things, and not engaging.
Yeah. You know, and it doesn't mean that you're not being recognized, that you're not being heard. But it's a time and a place, and you have to be able to recognize when you're going to get somewhere versus when you're not going to get somewhere. I mean, to me, that's – but like I said, I want to say it very lightly because I don't know what it's like to be in somebody else's shoes.
And the only thing I want to say, too, which is what I put on Facebook last night, violence does not solve anything.
No,
so,
it doesn't.
You know, it does nothing. It goes nowhere. It doesn't solve anything. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, so that's our little – little thing. Let it go, let it go, let it go.
You know, it's a good opportunity to sit here and journal right now what you're feeling and then have a burning ceremony outside and finally letting it go. And then maybe put the earth into it and putting all the people in there saying, we're done with those old stories. It's done.
Yeah.
It's time to be done. And
yeah.
Maybe we need to do it all on a universal level that we're actually writing down, you know, what it is that we've learned in history, you know, through school and how it's been continuously repeated, that we finally write it down and say it's time to rewrite a book.
Well, and change is welcome, but just do it in a smart way so that the whole world can get on board with how we want to change it. We want to change it peacefully. We don't want to change it violently. So,
yeah. Well, we do have some. Do we need to talk about anything else?
No, but I have I got a question from an email, so I wanted to start with her first.
Okay.
So this is from Lynette in Maryland, and she said, I have been asking and believing Spirit will open the doors for a particular job with the Department of the Air Force. I've submitted the application and resume and was notified that my application was sent to the hiring manager for further consideration. Is an interview with them in my future? Will I get the job?
And her name's Lynette?
Lynette.
It feels very heavy for me.
Yeah, it does.
And I know you're not going to like this, but again, decipher and discern for yourself. But I'm hearing no, this is not where you're supposed to be at this time. It
yeah.
is not the energy for you. But something better is coming along. Within 2 months, something else is going to be revealed. But be asking yourself why you want to be in that energy.
Well, in this particular job, what I'm picking up is there's someone who is very dense, and you'd be around that person, and that would not be good for you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I also picked up no, because my gut kind of fell when I was reading the question. So
I mean, I'm seeing capital N-O.
Keep applying, keep applying.
Keep applying.
This is not a position of light for you.
Yeah. And to keep in mind, just with that, to look at something that's higher vibrational. So when you look at it, don't look at security, because that's what you're looking at is the security of it. But that's not the environment that you want to be in, just like Marie said. It would be very dense for you, especially right now with things that are going on. And there are things yet to be revealed yet to do with the government stuff. That's not where you want to be right now. And I know you don't like that answer, but be applying for other things. I'm hearing you need to be focusing on your heart's desire. That is not your heart's desire. You need to really look at that.
I'm also hearing that a nonprofit would fit you better.
Yeah, that feels really good. That feels really good. So there you go, Lynette.
Yep.
Do with it what you must. But we send you love and light, and thank you for that question.
Yes, thank you so much for emailing us.
All right, here's Beth trying to pick
all right, here we go.
Area code 610. And I go on the blue, right?
Yep. Yep. Nope. To the left.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hello.
How about yourself?
Very
good.
Can we ask what your name is and where you're from?
My name is Sonia. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sonia.
Hello, Sonia from Pennsylvania. What is your question?
I had a career question.
Okay.
I wanted to see what you're picking up from me at my current job. And I started there working in April.
Is there a person that you're having a conflict with, another woman?
No, not to my knowledge.
No?
And you're wanting to know what the situation at work, is that what you asked?
Yeah, I just wanted to see overall what you're picking up for me.
I'm hearing that there's going to be movement going on, so I don't know if you're moving up a ladder, moving over to another position, but something's opening up for you.
Okay.
It feels really good for you, and I'm seeing a ladder, and I'm seeing a pay raise. that's going to be after the first of the year.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, and I keep picking up this woman. Is there someone in your office who, like, is there someone in your office that does a particular job that you can do as well or better?
Well, the thing is that, and I work for a company, I just don't want to say the name of the company, but I work with information technology.
Okay.
And I work with, testing the software all day long on different devices. That's our entire department, and that's what we do. However, there are different roles. There's accounting. There's a legal department. I really have no interactions with them. Mainly, I just interact with people from my department for the most part, yeah. Yes, there are other people that work there that work in different departments. Maybe I see them, maybe I don't, because we're pretty much, conglomerated just in ourselves there, that department. So
I'm just picking up the energy of a woman who seems to be, I don't know if she's jealous of you or she's watching you or, kind of looking at you and thinking, oh, my God, she could do my job.
Really?
So, yeah.
But is
so
it
I don't
my
know.
Department?
Maybe it's not
do
in
we,
your,
do I
maybe
see
it's
her?
Not in your, she may not be in your reality yet. She may just be watching you.
She might be picking, Marie might be picking up something before it's happening. So just, it's FYI, and then to avoid or not to engage in that.
What I was going to tell you is just keep your eyes forward, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes forward, and if anything comes to you, if you hear anything or you notice anything, just let it go. And just keep your eyes forward. They're saying just keep your eyes forward and you'll keep moving.
Do you think it's someone in my department or is it a totally different department?
They're saying someone in the company.
I'm hearing it's a different department, but they know who you are.
Someone in the company, yeah.
Yeah, it's a different department,
really?
But they know who you are.
Hmm. Well, I sure don't know who they are.
Yeah, but don't dwell on it because just keep it in the back of your mind because if the situation comes up, don't even engage.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep moving forward because they're saying
keep
your eyes forward.
I'm just thinking about, not sure why, because there are other people that kind of do the same thing that I do, but what makes them think that they know of me that I could do their job? I mean, because...
Yeah, but here's a little bit more that's to the picture. I'm hearing it's a completion of a cycle of a past lifetime and... her soul's, she doesn't know this, but her soul is recognizing your soul and what you guys didn't finish and complete in the lifetime that you had together. So the more you don't engage in it and just realize that it's okay, you're going to react differently. You're going to respond. You're not going to react. You're going to respond differently by not engaging in it. So if it's something that you're feeling darting eyes at you, you're not going to sit here and get all paranoid or, you're not going to start thinking negative things. You're going to stay out of that because that's going to complete the cycle, knowing it's a completion of a cycle.
Right.
I keep hearing $20,000 with you. I don't know what that is. I've been asking for it. I don't know the past minute. So I don't know if... we're talking $20,000. I'm going, okay, you're trying to get the attention of the number two, which is about masculine and feminine, or is this what the increase of the new year is coming in? And that's what it's feeling like. So just keep an open mind. Don't sit here and say, no way. Just keep an open mind because miraculous things can happen.
Right. I mean, like I said, a lot of people, I guess, maybe, I don't know, a lot of people walk by, and I don't know half of them. I kind of see them in the cafeteria, but I really, other than maybe saying hi, I really don't know their names. Very few.
Yeah, like I said, don't dwell on it, but it's just they wanted you to, it's more on a soul level, but they wanted you to be aware of that. So if you ever, if it comes up, just know that it's completion and that you've completed your cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
as far as job security and stuff, like where I'm at right now, you're picking up that at least, in job security I'm good?
Yep.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now I'm going to 806. Hello, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, ladies. It's Sherry from Texas.
Sherry? Hi, Sherry. Texas, how you doing?
I'm outstanding. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. I love she's outstanding. Sherry, what's your question?
Santa Fe, is that the move for me? Am I picking up on that clearly?
I'm hearing a yes.
Yes, feels very, very good. Very good. No problems. No problems. So are you planning on moving there?
It was weird. Like in 2011, I had got the signal that I should be there, so I started trying to make plans, and everything kind of fell through. And now here it is back again. And so I'm just thinking maybe it was a timing issue. Maybe I was picking up on something way early. And, you know, maybe, and then the spirit just didn't allow me to jump the gun, which, thank God, who knows what I would have done. And so now I'm like,
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking that the next phase of my journey is there for some reason.
Yeah. Yep. It's your next spiritual step.
Which is
there's a lot of people who Texas is opening up for them, so it's really interesting that you're calling about this. So that's, I think that's going to be a hubbub is what it feels like for you. So you're going to have your like-minded individuals, so you'll have a greater support system there.
Okay. And so I'm assuming that everything's going to fall into place. I'm not going to try to think it at all.
Nope.
Which is new for me. Try not to manipulate it, so I'm just going to sit back and say, if it's meant to be, it will be.
2015, the beginning, you're going to see a lot of really great things come to you. 2015 is going to be a great year for you. It's going to start off with a bang in January.
Excellent. So I just need to sit tight and watch.
Yeah, because when you went there before, you kind of had a vision of this is where I'm going to be next, but you needed to complete what you needed to complete in Texas in order for you to ascend to that next level. And now you're ready.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, I even feel the soulmate thing and everything. Like I was really being held back to finish what needed to be finished. So I hope I did my work.
No, Sherry, I was just going to literally say that. I see you right now. Excuse me. You're finishing up just a little bit, but my God, you're a bright light. There's just a little bit of stuff that's coming up on the back on the right-hand side of you.
Okay.
Nothing that you can't get through. And it's right where we're at energetically with what's going on right now. So it's like, just let it go. You don't have to know what it is. Just continue to go in and meditate and let it go, whatever it is. And aspects will be revealed to you, but just let it go. You don't have to be in it.
Okay.
Yep. They're also. I'm also getting a message for you to make sure that you go to Taos.
I've been. See, I thought that was it. But
Santa Fe is okay, but they want you to make sure you regularly visit Taos.
Okay. So it wasn't necessarily that I needed an earth ship there. I even thought that, but
no,
I'm all about it. Hey, Taos is beautiful, but I just don't feel like what I need is up there.
No, what they're saying for you to connect in Taos is with the native energy.
Okay. The Pueblo.
Yep. So you
want to
connect with the native.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about completion for you. You'll go there and you're going to complete something there. Mm-hmm. And it feels like it's a past lifetime from long ago.
But am I
over
supposed
to move
to Santa
it's over
Fe
two
to
life
do that?
Ago. Pardon me?
Am I supposed to move to Santa Fe to do that? See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I didn't know if moving was part of it or if I'm just supposed to visit. And that's why I wanted to make sure I wasn't crossing my wires.
No, Santa Fe is the move. The move for sure, because that's going to take you to your next level. And as Beth said, that's where you're going to find your community.
Okay.
And then, but Taos, they want you to go to Taos because you need to get in with that native energy so you can finish up what you needed to finish up. And you'll know once you get up there and once you kind of, you'll know exactly where to go. You'll feel it. It'll draw you.
So what I'm hearing is let go of that's the right part that you've walked with because you've been where you're at for quite some time. Let that final piece be done because I see your left foot is nice and light and it's up in the air ready to put foot right back down into Santa Fe. So you're ready to go. So just you're saying your goodbyes and knowing that it's going to be a different lifestyle there. You're going to have your like-minded individuals there. You're going to feel a lot more supported and empowered and encouraged there.
Yeah.
You're free to be you.
Yep.
Yes, that's what I'm looking for because it's uncomfortable here for some reason.
Yep.
Ladies,
but you know that uncomfortableness is something you've known for a long time and you can get comfortable in that uncomfortableness. So that's what you're finishing up. That's what you're finishing
right.
up, letting that go.
Letting it go. Okay.
Yep.
As long as I'm at the end.
You're at the end, girl. You're at the end.
I can manage. Like back
you can
half.
Do
okay.
it. Good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank
Have
you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, you guys, I have an 805 area code. Good
Hi,
evening. Who are you talking to and where are you from?
Good evening. My name is Donna, and I'm from California.
Donna from California.
How are you?
Good, and how about you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Pretty
Do you have
good.
A question?
You. I would love to meet someone. I'm 60, and also in a big relationship, and I wanted to know if you see someone coming up for me.
Okay, let's see. Ooh, I heard a yes, yes, yes. Do you go square dancing? Hello?
I've never square danced.
You never square dance, okay. Do you do any kind of dancing?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I'm hearing that dancing is a good venue to meet this person.
Oh, okay. I could try to learn some dancing.
I'm also hearing, excuse me, not just square dancing, I'm hearing salsa dancing also. It's stepping outside and you're going from one extreme to the next because those are completely different dances. So you're going to end up meeting some people there.
Oh, okay.
And it's going to be through those people that there's going to be a connection.
Oh, nice.
I'm hearing February, March at the latest for you with meeting somebody.
Oh, good. Okay,
but I'm also hearing be very clear and decisive about who it is and what it is that you want in your life. To be very clear on that. And what you no longer want. What you no longer want.
Right. Yeah, I know what I don't want. You know, but I'm pretty sure what I want, too. Yeah. It's just where I live, it's kind of hard to meet people.
Yep. So you write it down so that way you have clarity when you sit here and you write something down.
Exactly.
And then you can look at that, and then you can go, oh, you know what, maybe I want to add a little bit of this. And you want somebody who's going to be balanced and aligned and harmonized and is going to be empowering and a partner. You want a partnership, an equal partnership.
Yes.
But they're just right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Okay, that'll be here before you know it then.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, and if you have friends that ask you and say, hey, do you want to go to dance here or go do this, don't close it down. Just keep an open mind.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of invitations. It feels like December and January, you're going to have a lot of invitations. And things that you're going, what? But do it, because it's gonna, you're going out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's not much has been happening. I got on the internet, but nothing happened with that.
No, because you need that energy of person to face-to-face, not the computer.
Yeah, I really do. Yeah. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I had too many fakes, you know, that were from, like, Algeria and posing as somebody else. And
of course. Yep.
I didn't like
it. And don't
you
be afraid to be picky there. Don't be afraid to be picky, Donna.
Okay.
You have the right to be picky. You deserve to
I
have the best.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
think so. You know so. You know
yeah.
so. Well, good luck to you, Donna.
Well, yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you
You're
for calling
welcome.
In. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Have a nice evening and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. And if anybody wants to call in, the number is 347-327-9360.
I have an 804 number.
Didn't you just do 804?
Oh. Hi. Who's calling and where are you calling in from?
Hello, good evening. My name is Vernell and I'm calling from the state of Virginia.
Well,
hi,
hello.
Vernell.
Hi.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Actually, a question. I'm highly concerned about my son. He's been working at a Hess gas station in our area for a while, and all of a sudden he's finding out that they're going to close his location because they're going to build a new Walgreens drugstore there. And I'm highly concerned about him. And like I said, they're supposed to close the place next month on the 11th, and I'm wondering if he's going to find another job soon.
Is he currently applying?
No, he isn't.
I would definitely tell him to start applying now
mm-hmm.
and not to wait because they're saying if he needs to put the energy into it now so that
uh-huh.
he can start, you know, getting himself out there.
Uh-huh.
Has he been to school? I mean, college, university?
Never college. He only graduated high school.
High school? Because I'm seeing not even a college, because there's a difference between college and university. I'm seeing a university for him coming up. And for him to start looking at what it is that he wants to do with his life, he has the ability. He's a smart kid. He
uh-huh.
does have the ability to do it. You know, there's part of that he doesn't think he can, but yes, he could. I'm seeing him needing to go and get college catalogs to see if anything sparks his interest.
Yeah.
If anything sparks his interest.
And also, even if he doesn't want to go to university right away, a vocational school or
mm-hmm.
a tech school
mm-hmm.
to start.
Okay,
is he handy? Like, is he handy? Like, can he do mechanic work? Or body work?
No, I don't really think so. He really
no?
haven't had anything to do with cars, but he was just a regular gas station attendant, and he was the assistant manager there because he worked
mm-hmm.
there for a long time. And
mm-hmm.
And I wasn't really sure if he was going to try to find something that kind of lines up with what he already knows or if he might look for something else altogether.
Because I'm seeing that he is really good with his hands. Like, he can fix things or create things.
Uh-huh.
And now I see him really good with numbers. I see accounting.
Uh-huh.
So if he
yeah.
hasn't talked to you about it, it's something he might be contemplating right now, looking at furthering his education.
Yeah, he really didn't say anything to me about it, and I'm just kind of, you know, baffled by this sudden turn of events. And but he acts like it just don't bother him at all, like it's, you know, over his head or something. And he acts like he's not in a hurry to really get out there and try to find another job. And I've been living with him because I've been, you know, unemployed and sick, and now I just went on SSI, and I'm waiting on a place for myself to move to see if they're going to call me soon and say, you know, we got a place for you. But I'm really, you know, concerned about him and everything that's happening with him. And,
well, okay, I'm just trying to get a message here. So, like, one thing that I heard was, we know your mom, but you can't put all your worry and concern into him because he has his path to follow.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But he is contemplating things in his head. He may not talk to you about them, but he is mm-hmm. contemplating things. So
okay.
He's processing it. It may not seem like it to you, but he is processing things.
Uh-huh. And all I keep hearing is all will be well. All will be well. Not
yeah.
to worry, not to put that attachment onto it. You're going to be fine. He's going to be fine. There's just a lot of stuff that's going on right now in the world right now. So things are still yet to be worked out, and we don't always have the answers, and we just have – it's all about trust right now and having faith.
Mm-hmm.
Trusting and having faith.
Yeah.
He has the faith. He definitely has the faith.
Uh-huh. Yep. And I just keep hearing school, school, school. So,
yes.
Uh-huh.
So just let it unfold,
yeah.
and you're going to be fine, and he's going to be fine. He will. It will work out. It will work out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know y'all said one question, but I have to ask if you don't mind. I was thinking about going out of town for the holidays and then coming back home in January. Would I be making a mistake doing that?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
I
nope.
hear no, too.
Nope. It's just what you need.
And I'm also hearing take time for you and concentrate on you.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Do
okay.
for you. It's time to do for you. Well, thank you, sweetie,
okay.
for calling in.
Yep,
have a
you.
Wonderful, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and I wish the same for y'all both, and thanks for answering my questions for me.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a great evening. Thank you.
Okay, y'all.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
sorry.
I forgot to – this is me, Manning. I did not mean to cut you off there. Now I'm going into a 951 number. Good evening. Who are we talking to, and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Nathaniel calling from California.
Nathaniel,
how are you?
California.
Hey, you're pretty good. How are you doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Very good. How about yourself?
Good.
Good.
So what's your question, Nathaniel?
Do you see me moving by New Year's or somewhere? When do you see me moving?
Nathaniel, New Year's. Oh, first, I heard mid-January.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Hmm. I wonder if I won't give my notice. I guess I'd have to move at the end of January or just leave the place for a couple of months and pay it, you know, because you got to give 30-day notice. I don't know if I can do that. So I might give notice on, like, New Year's Eve and then... you know, do you think it'll be close, or do you think I'll be moving far? Or?
I'm hearing far.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might be pretty far, huh? Because I was thinking I might be moving just 30, 40 miles away, but it might be over 100.
Well,
it's over 100.
It's over 100.
And I'm hearing starting over with you, too. It's
yep.
going to be a start over.
Yep.
Brand new venture.
I've
yep.
been in like a third period now. Because I moved out of my house a couple of years ago, and I've been in a kind of a desert, you know, period, you know, and so I'll probably be getting a new job because I'm looking for work now, and I'm collecting unemployment, and so
mm-hmm.
it runs out in a couple of months, so I figured, you know, by the end of January, I better have a job, so I probably will. Move will probably be connected to, you know, the move will be connected to a job probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Do you think that the work might be security oriented or graphic oriented, or maybe music? Do you see any the job and what kind of orientation it is? Because I have a lot of different talents. I don't know.
I'm hearing it'll for sure it'll pay the bills for one thing. It may not be your ideal job, but it'll pay the bills and it'll help you get on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hearing music again with you. Music, music, music. So you still doing your music?
I just love music so much, and I want to get, I've kind of limited funds here, but I want to get, you know, a couple guitars and an amp and stuff, so I can at least play small gigs and, you know, or something, you know, because
mm-hmm.
I don't have that many instruments anymore.
Yeah, your job is going to help you get what you need. I mean, it'll help you get back on your feet. So it'll pay the bills. You'll have the extra money, and then you'll be able to pursue your passion.
Hey, well, great. Thanks so much. I will push my luck, ask any more questions.
You know what? Just so you know, I'm hearing Chicago for you.
Wow. That's a first. So Chicago's kind of out of my area, but that seems really cold. But you never know.
Would that be 1,000 miles from where you're living right now?
You know, I'll map it out on Google, but it would be funny if it equals.
Because I hear 1,000, but I'm hearing Chicago, and I'm going, well, I don't know, but I'll say it. So it's out there.
I've never been to Chicago, and it's pretty cold there, but you know, you never know.
Yeah,
I'll map
Chicago
it out
would
right
also
now.
Give you the opportunities are there.
Yeah, the opportunities are there.
Yeah, the jobs are there, and then the music. There are so many places you can go in and play your music if you wanted to do that in the evening or the weekend. You just have way more opportunity there.
You know, when I'm stuck out in the desert here, there's not very much, and, you know, Apple Valley's in Victorville or in town, and, you know, Barstow is really a barren place, I think. You know, there's not much. There's only like three supermarkets and a Walmart, you know, so it's pretty, you know, boring, you know.
Yeah. No, your move, I just keep hearing it's going to be, you're going to be starting over and you're going to have so much opportunity.
Yes. Yes.
Well, that's super.
Have fun. It feels good for you. It feels really good for you.
And really, it's really good to call up. I'm glad to see you're on the radio.
Yeah, thank you.
Well,
thank you
for calling in, Nathaniel.
Okay, super. Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Yep,
same to you.
Thank you. Thanks
bye-bye.
So much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now it's a 480 number. Good evening. Who are we talking to and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Mike.
Mike from Arizona.
How are you doing?
Got a question. Yeah, just a question in regards to career, just kind of see what's, if anything's coming up.
Okay. Just in general?
Just in general, yeah.
Just in general. Are you doing anything in marketing?
Not right now, no.
Okay.
But I had been marketing a business that I had that I'm kind of taking a break from.
Okay, because just marketing popped in right away, so.
Are you doing waiter work, like you're a waiter right now just to bring in the income so you have instant income?
Yes.
Okay, you are. You're going to be meeting somebody here very, very soon, and it feels like within the next month, so December sometime, and it's going to be a part of the next part of your step. This is going to be somebody who is very, very important, and it's a male. And this is an individual who has a lot of networks for you to go on to the next step.
Interesting. Now, would it have anything to do with the previous business that I had been trying to get up off the ground or in a different direction?
Is it coaching?
Direction?
Were you doing coaching?
No, I was like commercial finance and, bank instruments and stuff, but it's interesting on the coaching part because I'm also been working since 2010 on my own mediumship stuff.
Oh.
So.
You know, I'm hearing new direction for you.
Yeah, you're going in a new direction.
You'll be using the skills that you have from your old business, but you're going in a new direction. This will be a new thing.
Interesting, because where I work at is a casual place. But, I mean, in the middle of ridiculous wealth, like $250,000 cars pulling in the parking lot are a dime a dozen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is going to be an individual who's going to come and he's going to coach you along. But it's going to be like an older gentleman. It feels like he's in his 50s, middle 50s to later 50s.
Because it's interesting because people have been asking, it's like, what else do you do? Because kind of too smart for this because I'm just tuning out right now just to kind of let opportunity kind of present itself and come to me rather than pounding square peg through round hole like I have been.
Yeah, I know, sometimes it's hard when you tune in for yourself because you kind of get impatient and then free will steps in. And then you're like, gee. But yeah, this...
He's going to be a very gentle, very kind. You wouldn't expect this, but he's going to be wearing a black suit with a white shirt. And it's not fancy, but this guy, I'm telling you, what he's going to be able to do for you.
Yeah, and I'm also picking up that it will be something to do with finance, but not what you, not anything that you do now, but it's related to finance. Yeah.
Interesting.
Related now, to finance. So whatever you know about it, whatever skills you've used, including your marketing skills from the past, is going to help you in this new venture.
Excellent, excellent. And then would there be financial licenses involved in that?
Yes, I'm hearing yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting, because that's popped into my head a couple different times over the past, 6 weeks, and it's just like, why? And again, sometimes you don't know if it's your, as being somewhat new, is it, what I'm thinking or is it the intuition? So it's a matter of trying to differentiate between the two when it comes to yourself.
Yes. Is securities popping in your head, too?
Yeah. That's been part of the, again, with licensing, not so much insurance or anything like that, but almost trading, financial planning, that type of stuff.
Yeah, because I keep hearing securities.
Interesting.
And the financial. So, yeah, and then that's where the licensing would come in. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. Well, cool.
It's just make sure you're staying out of the fear. Allow whatever is going to happen because you're very, very close for it coming in.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just decided when I decided to get out and just kind of wait tables, I just figured, you know what, I'm just going to flow like a river and go wherever it takes me because, again, I've been forcing stuff for so long and it's like, well, maybe if I just get out of the way, things will happen.
Yeah.
There you go.
And they're also saying make sure you trust what you're getting. Trust what you're getting.
Yeah.
You're very gifted, Mike, so stop doubting it. Stop doubting it.
Oh, well, yeah, thanks, because I was out last weekend just, watch a game, have a couple drinks and stuff like that, and so I was chatting to a bunch of people, and I just started giving readings, and, I've been accurate with names before, but not like this. So I was just like, boom, 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 boom. And they're just like, who are you? And it was kind of cool.
That's funny. That is funny.
Because it's easier to read strangers as well as I'm sure you well know.
Yes.
It's just like, okay, well, doesn't matter why this is popping in my head, just say it.
Yeah, and sometimes, when we do in-person readings, you never know what stuff will pop in, and you're like, do I say this? But you say it because you're given the message. Yeah.
And a lot of times
exactly.
What we're supposed to say is supposed to jolt somebody to the next step. They may not always want to hear it, but it's to jolt them out of whatever reality they've created for themselves, and it's keeping them from doing what they need to do. So.
Fantastic. That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that 100%.
Well, you're
wonderful.
On a cool track, Mike. Cool track. So keep it up. You're almost there.
Thank you so much. Can't
have
wait.
A great day. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You guys as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have a 469 number. Oh, welcome. Who are we talking to and where are you calling from?
This is Adele calling from Texas.
Hi, Adele.
Hello. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question. Let's see. My question is, what is my husband and I's journey together?
Ooh,
I don't know how else to ask it. Yes.
Yeah. Let's see if we can come up. Hey, what is your and your husband's journey together?
Yeah.
Well, you're definitely in each other's lives to teach each other.
I agree with that.
and also to learn from each other. So you're both teaching and learning. You're also ascending together. Is he into spirituality?
Yes, we both are.
Okay. So you're going to, yep, so you guys are doing your work together and you're ascending together. And I'm hearing your mission is to spread the light.
I can see that.
Both, you're both very positive. And through that positivity, because you're both positive and because you're both so bright, you can actually spread that to other people. You know, it can change their viewpoint or their, you can help change people's paths. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
You're very trustworthy and you don't realize that's a big deal. And so people can see that you're a very, that you're something that people can strive for, that it's possible.
Is it? Okay. That explains a lot of things.
And you guys are also twin flames.
You are going to make me cry.
You're very lucky.
Oh, my gosh.
And I see,
you are going to make me cry.
You have a violet
flame
between you. That's amazing.
You are going to make me cry. Oh, my gosh. If I could walk out of this life right now and go to the other side because I'm so happy in the state of leaving, I would go.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and then knowing
gosh.
That you have the other part of your soul with you, too.
Yeah.
Yes. And oh, you know what? Wow. I am learning so much about me in him. And it's not so much as that it's a mirror, because I remember a long time ago when I broke the mirror, I disappeared. That's why it was hard for things to reflect me, because I wanted to get to a state of mind that I didn't want nothing to reflect me, because everything seemed like it's not here anyway. So if anything reflects me, it's like a lie. So I didn't want nothing to reflect me.
Yeah.
What you're saying is just, wow, this is such a vibration for me.
Well, both of you keep doing what you're doing. You guys are doing your work and you're doing it together.
Oh,
and it's fantastic.
But you said a key word, twin soul flame. That has always been a question and I never asked it. Yes.
You're a lucky girl. And you guys just keep shining it. This world needs it.
Yes, indeed. I appreciate you ladies so much.
Well, thank
you
so much for calling in.
Thank you. Have a fabulous holiday.
I will now. I think I'm going to go finish cooking.
Okay, so good.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go into the chat room. There was a question in there, and this is from Tash Fabulous. Her question is Sean the one? Like as far as in soul group, kindred spirit, twin flame, soulmate?
Well, I'm hearing finishing up. He's a finishing up. So you guys have met because you have to finish up, your cycle from a past life. Ooh, and I'm hearing from the 1800s. What are you getting, Beth? Anything? Oh, you're typing. So if he seems like, really familiar, like you've known him forever, but it's not, you know, it's really good, but then you're seeing parts of it that aren't perfect, that's why, because you need to you're finishing up whatever you started from that lifetime.
I'm hearing it's a completion, and yeah, he's a soulmate, but he's not, it doesn't feel like he's
the one.
I shouldn't say that, because that's all about free will, but it doesn't feel like, I have to say it, it doesn't feel like he's the one you're going to be staying with. He's good for you now, but he's not the one that you're going to be staying with. Mm-hmm. So
look at it. Look at it as this, you know, is going to be a great learning experience from you, and you're going to grow from it. He's going to teach you. And if you can learn what you need to from this relationship, it'll help you move up and then not repeat whatever the lesson was, if that makes sense to you. So that's the message that I got for you. Hope it makes sense, and I hope what Beth said makes sense. Anything else that you're picking up?
No, I can't sit here and say... I can't sit here and say that it's, no, soulmate, yes, but this is not the one that you're going to be staying with. You're going to be with him for a bit yet, but you have to, there's completions from lifetimes, which makes sense with what's going on for the rest of November and December, because you want it to be finished up so it doesn't go into the new year.
Yeah.
But a great friendship can come out of it. But again, you decipher and discern for yourself what feels right for you. Remember free will, because we're not telling you that if you stay with them, something bad's going to happen. No, you get to make that decision.
Right. And then, and remember, this is, you know, when it comes to relationships, whatever we pick up, you know, we're giving you the messages that we're getting and what we're picking up. But as Beth said, free will can step in. You can say, well, great, you know, yeah, I get it, but I choose to stay. And that's okay, too. So it's whatever feels best for you, but we just give you the messages that we get.
Yes. And now there is a 469 number. A good evening. Who are we talking to, and where are you calling from?
I'm the same person.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to put you right back on hold. Thank you very much. So then, I just probably answer the 917 number, but just to be on the safe side. Hi, this is Beth and Marie. Did you already call in today, or are you asking
Hello.
A question?
I'm asking a question, are you?
Oh, okay. Who are we talking to, and where are you calling from?
My name is Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L, and I'm calling from New York.
Oh, okay. What's your question?
What do you see coming up in terms of my career?
Do you have office work experience?
Office work, is that what you said?
Yes, office
work. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I've worked in office before, yeah.
Is it something that you're currently doing right now?
Right now I'm not doing anything. I'm looking forward to getting back to work.
Okay. Did you used to drive for a living before?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
For some reason I see you drive. Seeing you driving a truck. So it's like,
I'm seeing an office job, and I'm seeing you wearing a nice white shirt and nice dress slacks, and you have nice polished shoes. Are you tall and thin?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you have a very, like a crew cut hair?
Well, really low, yeah, really low.
Okay. I'm trying to find out if I can find the name of the business. But you're very happy there. Are you really good at multitasking?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this is a job. It feels like it's insurance or in that vicinity of insurance. But you're going to be really good at what you do, and they're going to absolutely love what you do, and you're going to move up it really fast.
Okay. Is that happening when? I mean, I'm just...
Have you applied for any insurance jobs, any office jobs?
No, I haven't applied, but I have my resume online through a couple of the sites, you know, job, you know, and I've been getting some emails, but so far wasn't anything that I wanted to get into, you know.
Okay. I'm hearing 2 months. I'm hearing 2 months, so it feels like it would be like the beginning of the year, 2015, January.
Yeah. Well, that kind of makes sense because of the holidays, I guess.
Yes.
is this a job that's gonna someone gonna come to me, or I'm gonna kind of get?
Well, you have to go and you have to look for it. You have to search it out. And I'm hearing headhunters. Do you know who headhunters is? It's individuals who can sit here and help you with finding a job, and I've never used them myself, so I don't know if there's like a fee for it, but this is a professional job that you would be doing.
Really?
Yes.
Good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. And you'll be very, very good at it.
Good. And you see me climbing up the ladder, right? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. Because they're going to be very impressed with your multitasking and how you're able to stay on task, complete. You're very dependable, and you're very knowledgeable. And it's information, knowledge that you haven't used, but you're going to gain a lot of esteem, self-esteem from this, more than what you have now. But you're going to feel really confident, come across as really confident in this profession. So,
yeah, you're going to prove yourself to your employers, and they're going to be impressed with you.
Yes. Yes. So exciting. You're going to be off to a bang the beginning of the year.
Yeah, but another thing is, even though that I'm looking forward to that, I'm hoping that somewhere down the road to have something on my own. So I don't know if it's too early for you
to have a business of your own. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But they're saying to get your financial base secure first. You know, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
to make
you
sure
know
you
what?
Get.
It's funny.
Yeah,
to say that
you want to have that financial backing first.
I had a business prior to sometime, 2 years ago with a business partner, and he kind of took me to the cleaners. So that makes sense in terms of the finances. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have to. Yep. They're saying you got to make that base first, that financial base, before you decide to break off. So. But you'll do that in this job because, you know, like we were saying, they will be impressed with you. You'll be able to move up the ladder and you'll be able to make that money and then put some aside so that eventually you can branch off and do your own thing. And I'm hearing you'll start your own thing, but it's going to be a couple of years, but you're going to start it on the side and then you'll take it full time.
That's actually funny. That's what I kind of had in mind, to get a job and try to do something on the side as well.
Mhm. Yep. So you're on the right track. It's coming.
You're a good man, so of course the rewards are going to be coming to you now. So just keep the faith. Keep the faith.
Yes.
Yeah, I am keeping the faith. Yeah. I kind of been through it, and but it's just actually my faith that's keeping me going, you know. So I'm glad that you say that.
Yep.
But you learned a lot from it, right? So now you know.
Yes.
Going through. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you're not going to make those same mistakes again because you learned. It only takes once, right?
Absolutely not again. It was quite an experience. I wish I could have avoided it, but I guess.
Because you grew from it, and look at where you're at now.
Yeah, you
look
grew
at who
from
you
it.
Are
you
now.
Needed to learn that before you go into business on your own.
Yep.
So it was a learning experience you had to go
that's
through.
That's actually, it's funny, because that's actually eventually I realized that it was part of my destiny anyway. You know, I had to learn from it and move forward, and I kind of just released that, and, you know, now I'm ready to move forward.
Yes.
Yep.
You can do it. New beginnings. The old is done.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're
welcome.
Have a great holiday.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let me see here if we have anybody in the chat room. Tash Fabulous is asking with what it is that we said. That was Sean. We only text each other. We haven't seen each other yet. I think you're picking up on. Oh, okay. It could be. Did we say a name? I don't remember that we said names on.
Well, you did. You said that part of her question.
Oh, Sean. Sean. Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry. And it could be that we are picking up the decipher and discern for that. I've never once said I'm 100%. So, but it's still with whoever it is that you're spending the most time with.
Well, I mean, the question was, is he the one? And that was what we picked up. So whether or not you've seen him or not, we don't know that. It's just. That's the energy that came through. So
yes. Well, guess what, you guys? It is the end of the hour, and we actually got all of our callers in this time.
Yes.
So we just want to say thank you for calling in.
Yes, we really, really appreciate you guys, and we're happy that we're, you know, able to give you whatever messages we can get from Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And we hope that you all have a fabulous Thanksgiving and a happy holiday. And we will be on next Tuesday with a guest speaker, and she will be talking about inner peace.
Yeah.
And she has a peace project, so it's fantastic timing.
Yes, yes, it is. So we're sending you all love and light. Remember, you guys, you can get through the holidays. If you're not looking forward to it, then you know what? Avoid going to wherever it is you don't want to go to.
Exactly.
You have an option.
Yep.
You have an option.
Yeah.
So take it easy. Be good to yourself, and we say, we bid you a
love and light.
Love and light, and farewell.
Okay.
We'll see you next weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.